I took inventory of the crowd that had gathered. My guess was that just over 50 people stood there. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough to get the word spreading through the strip, especially when combined with what had happened with the apes. A few more of these events, and people would be jumping in their cars or running the streets to catch an impromptu show. It was about time to knock their socks off. This was actually fun. At least it was until the dinosaurs began to sing. My crew, along with a crowd, stood transfixed as their booming voices literally harmonized.
We'll eat you, you will die. We like the taste of human pie. With a big chomp chomp, we'll enjoy your screams and cries. Then we'll consume your flesh as you die, die, die.
That sounds wrong, noted Jasmine.
On many levels,
agreed Felicia. Great voices, though, I said dully as they repeated the same verse from their little dinosaur death song. Just great. I cracked my neck from side to side and then stepped powerfully out in front of the dinosaurs.
Enough of this, I yelled somewhat theatrically. You are not welcome in this area. If you choose to leave on your own volition, we shall not destroy you. Choose unwisely, though, and wrath will reign free this night.
Dork, said Rachel through the connector.
The entire PPD crew laughed. In response to my announcement, though, the five dinosaurs turned their attention directly at me as their singing stopped. The stuffed animal-style faces somehow contorted into menacing faces of rage. Obviously, they weren't fond of being interrupted. Uh-oh, I squeaked a split second before the one closest to me bashed its head against mine. It rang my bell so hard that I didn't even realize I'd been thrown a good distance, nearly smacking into the crowd. The damn thing had apparently knocked me out. The fans loved it. I sat up and tried to shake away the cobwebs. Ice balls and ice storms smacked the dinosaurs like a cacophony of dissonant chords. Chuck and Felicia had their eagles out, and they were blasting holes in those damn stuffed beasts like there was no tomorrow. I knew it was all pixie dust, but the pixie responsible for this was pretty damn talented. He or she would be looking at spending time in prison for these little transgressions, which was kind of a shame, honestly. The dinosaurs didn't have a chance against my crew, now that we knew how to stop pixie dust, but my mages were being careful not to stop the show too quickly. I was really rather impressed with their restraint. Our normal motto was to go in and destroy everything within seconds of arriving. It made cleanup a little tougher on the spin and Portman, our resident morgue chief, but it also nipped the naughtiness in the bud. Ultimately, that was our job. With a bit of effort, I got back up and wobbled over to resume my place in the battle. One of the dinosaurs snapped at me, but I moved away, brought up Boomy, and blew a nice hole in his head. He shrieked and jumped back as the next one took his place. Chuck and Jasmine were going full out with acrobatics. They were diving and firing, leaping through the air, kicking off the walls, and doing every other Cirque du Soleil move they could manage. I'd have to say that they were making me look like a wuss in comparison. Obviously, I couldn't let that happen. So, I did something incredibly stupid. Right as one of the dinosaurs opened its maw and prepared to chomp down on my head, I dove forward while spinning, landing directly under it and firing up into its nethers. The beast wasn't anatomically correct, but it was the principle of the thing. The crowd gasped. The dino yelped. A literal buttload of pixie dust dumped out of its ass region all over my head. No, it wasn't shit, but the crowd sure bellowed in laughter as if it had been. I rolled away as fast as I could, sensing that my lower half was in jeopardy. It was. Pain seared through my body as the monster bit into my buttocks like it was a perfectly cooked piece of filet mignon.
Fuck!
I screeched, firing Boomy up at the damn dino like a man possessed. Chuck pulled me away and Serena put her hands on my ass in an effort to heal me faster than normal. It felt horrible, yet good if that makes any sense.